Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That is Matt Still. We had him at one of our recent Guitars and Stars, and super nice guy, tall, close to 6'8". The B Morning Coffee Club, one of us was very attracted to him. It wasn't me.
Well, how could you not be? He's such a cutie.
Yeah.
Well, plus, you did your research ahead of time, and he was supposedly single.
Supposedly? You know that I was deep in the Instagram. He had done an ad for a dating app just a couple weeks prior.
Well, sometime between then and now, he's a married man. This is how crazy it was. Over the holidays, he went to Mexico with his girlfriend that none of us knew about. Right? At least we didn't when he came here to Guitars and Stars.
Right. The first time he posted her was at the CMA Awards. They had
a few weeks
gone
ago.
Together. Right.
And now he took her to Mexico, proposed in Mexico, and then got married the very next day.
The next day?
Engaged less than 24 hours. So Matt Stell is now a married man.
Well, that happened fast.
It did.
That was a yes, yes. Oh, CC in Mexico.
I know. Was there some tequila involved? I don't know. I don't know.
As a mom, would you be like, what are you doing?
I would be so brokenhearted. I don't know. My biggest fear was that my kid was going to go elope. Yeah. I know.
Well, there's still time.
Selfishly.
She's not married yet. You know.
No, it's planned. It'll be in May.
Okay.
Well, they haven't said that family wasn't there. So we don't know.
Yeah.
He could have given family a heads up, like, I'm going to do this. Or maybe it was completely spontaneous. I don't know.
Wait a second. Was he on a dating app? Is that where they met?
I have no idea if that's where they met.
We don't know.
Because
she just popped up and now she's like, Mrs. Stell.
Because you were even more attracted to him. Tall, great voice.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on the dating apps. You thought he was looking. And you were the aggressor. But it wasn't your fault. Maybe he already had her. And he was just being a gentleman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's not you.
No, it's not.
It's not you, it's me. Yeah. Right? One of those lines. It's not you, it's him.
I'll always have the memory of him singing what felt like it was just to me on stage at Guitars and Stars.
And then afterwards, he had like a wrangler with him and he was like, I'm going to whatever such and such local bar to watch basketball. And you were like, me too. And you went there and you were like, this is it. This is our moment. And his wrangler was like, nope, shut it right down. So I don't know if she was with him at the time. And that was just his nice way of being like, I'm not interested because I'm taken.
I guess we'll never know.
It wasn't you. There was the signs where he was being a gentleman. Now we know. I think he already had this woman. I don't think it was that fast.
I mean,
the trip to Cancun or wherever in Mexico, it was, do you want to get married? And next day, they do it. Like, bam, bam.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't know, but he did. Had it all planned.
Yeah.
There was a heart in the sand. I'm looking at his social right now. Yeah. You don't just do that on a whim. He had a plan. Surprised her, though. But it wasn't you.
Wasn't me. Signs are crazy when it comes to engagements, and to have less than 24 hours, I can't imagine with some of the signs that my cousin had during her last engagement.
Oh, she had some signs?
There were some things that popped up.
Uh-oh. We're going to find out about that next. Plus, we got those Dustin Lynch concert tickets for you to win. Coming up. Especially after the holidays, proposals were done, engagements were made. I mean, Lainey Wilson says she loves her boyfriend, that if he don't pop the question, she might actually do it. She's the aggressor there. She's like, this is my man. And we wish you the best in your love life if you're just starting. But sometimes when you get engaged, 92.5 WBEE, signs come up that you're like, might not really be the one.
Yeah, my cousin, she was engaged. She called off her wedding a month beforehand.
Whoa.
Her house catches on fire. The ATV spontaneously combusts in the garage. The heat from the fire is making the windows blow out. She thinks that somebody's shooting at the windows.
Oh my gosh.
So she crawls into her bathroom, is hiding, calls her fiance. He comes home from the store. House is on fire.
Oh my gosh.
He rushes in. Fireman carries her out of the bathroom, out of the house. The entire house destroyed. Her wedding dress, gone. Her, she had just picked up her wedding china that she had registered for. Someone bought her for her bridal shower. Gone. Everything.
She lost everything.
And they went through and she went home to Tennessee. They were living in Atlanta at the time. And in their time apart, realized that they handle stressful, life-altering occasions very differently. And she called it off.
Your Dang. Cousin. This happened to your cousin. Wow. So the fire was the red flag. Once that happened and things were destroyed, maybe it's a sign.
She took it as a sign.
Hmm. You know what? I might too, to be honest with you. That's or if you could overcome that, you could overcome anything. Correct. There's two ways there.
It sounds to me, which no, if I don't know her. I don't know her from Adam, but it sounds to me like she probably wasn't ready to work when it comes to marriage with this guy anyways, because that is tough. But that's just the beginning. Engagement and the wedding, that's the easy part.
Yeah.
The marriage is the hard part. And so if she couldn't get through one tragedy with him, yeah, it wasn't going to work.
Did she find love after this happened? Did she eventually get married to someone else?
She just got engaged over the holidays.
Oh, so she's trying again with the engagement.
Yeah, okay. So she met a guy from London. She flew out there for the holidays, got engaged in front of the Eiffel Tower. She looks like a movie star.
Oh,
wait a second. How did she meet a guy from London?
He lives in Atlanta.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
So this is her second attempt?
This is her third engagement. Third time's a charm.
That happened for me. I was engaged twice, and I finally found Celeste, so it worked out for me. So
was there a wedding dress purchased? Was there a wedding canceled? This girl is, like, canceled.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, boy.
My first one cheated on me. Oh, yeah. It happened about 3 months out, but there were things bought. I lost a lot of money on it.
But
I'm so glad. And then the second one I was engaged to just went a little sideways.
And yet you did it again a third time.
Yeah, it finally worked out. Married 24 years.
Okay. See, I'd be like, financially, I can't afford to get engaged anymore. Y'all are crazy. I can't do it.
So I think it's going to be good for her. Please tell her Bo had his experience something like that, and third was a charm. Three times a charm.
I hope so. I want nothing but for her to be happy. So it looks like this new guy is going to be great, and I haven't had a chance to meet him, but looks promising.
All right. The fire was a sign, though, on the second engagement. Mm-hmm. We don't even want to get into the first one, what happened. I mean, she's on three. Let's move forward. Let's make this part of the world's easiest contest. Dustin Lynch is coming. Finger Lakes Country Music Festival. Call number 19. Tell us the sign. Hope's cousin, what was that sign that broke off the engagement? F-I-R-E, that's what it was. 585-252-WB, you know our number. Call number 19, you know you win. 252-9233. Are you going to make the cut? For I do. We're talking about getting invited. 92.5-WBEE. The cost of weddings, whew, you might not make the cut.
Astronomical. My daughter is getting married in May. And she had to make a decision. These kids are broke. I was broke too when I got married. And unfortunately, I don't have 30 grand to hand her and go, honey, have a wonderful time. Invite 100, 200, 300 people. We can't. So she's bought what's called a micro package.
Micro package?
Micro weddings. There's elopement packages. There's micro weddings. And then there's, of course, the grand traditional wedding where you can have 100 plus. She can afford a micro wedding, which means 30 people. Tops.
Wow.
30 guests. Anything over that, they're paying an extra $1,000, $2,000. No, 30 people, which led them to have to cut from the list. It's not my wedding. It's theirs. So it's if they just want immediate family. Parents, siblings, aunt, uncle, that's it. So it leaves me in a position where we're a blended family. So there's step parents, grandparents involved. Well, we get into the step stuff and it's too many. So we're not having the step stuff.
It's
if
tough
that makes sense.
Cutting like, people. It's tough.
It is. Step, you know, step aunt, step, you know, cousin, and then the step grandmother. And it was just too much. And my husband's like, I'm not going to tell them. You're going to tell them.
Wow.
And I go, well, I'm going to have to. I had to with my own. I go, if you remember correctly, we couldn't afford everybody. We had 80 people. I can't imagine cutting it down to 30. And I still, my own uncle, it hurt his feelings because I'm like, I can't afford for everybody. If I haven't seen you in the last year, I'm not having them at the wedding. That was just my cut.
Married 24 years to celebrate my anniversary. I had one friend.
Yeah.
He lived across the country. So I didn't invite him, thinking it was going to cost too much. Still, to this day, bust my chops. Hey, congrats. On social, when I did my anniversary thing.
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations.
Wish I could have been there.
Yeah, wish I could have seen you and your beautiful wife in person. Seriously, it still bothers him.
But it's not... it's not personal.
Yeah.
Why do people take it so personal?
Because that's what they feel. It's tough making the cut. Did you have a rule? How did you cut the uncle? Because I cut my friend because he was across the country. I didn't know if he could spend the money. I didn't know if he even had it to make it. So I was like, hey, I can only have so many.
I hadn't seen him in years and just wasn't at the time a huge part of my life at that time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just we just wanted the people who we saw all the time to just celebrate a day with us. But I was a lot older. These kids are young and they're worried they're going to make enemies in their own family. And I'm trying to keep them calm going. People need to understand. Yeah. You can't afford it. You can't afford it.
I think being honest is a great method. I know the next generation, Hope's age group, is coming up with something different for weddings. If you're invited or not, we're going to get into that.